One of my stepmom friend come from very close to China, and she asked me, how much they pay you? I say, just 8,000 yet. She say, you should come with us. In China have job a lot, and they can pay you more than this. I'm very excited. I want to go find money. I want to find money for my mom because they never hug me, never speak good to me, never look at me good. And I don't know why they hate me. And I asked them, why are you never good to me? You guys never good to me. They say, because your mom have new husband. My father died already. She can have new husband, right? And they say, bad people. They think I'm bad like my mom. And this woman say, you want to go with us in Chinese? I say, yeah, I want to go with you. Maybe I can find money, come back to my mom. My stepmom will love me. I think money can buy everything. Can buy family. Can buy love. And I go with them. My stepmom friend, I go with them. From my village, go to close to China, this city. They call Muse, very close to China. And I go with them. We take bus we change two bus from my village and this city. And we get off bus and they left me wait there here in big town, in clock town. And they say, wait here. Don't go anywhere until have people come pick up you. They leave me here more than 1 hour. I'm wait very long time. They're not coming up me. And I start to hungry. And I cannot speak Myanmar yet because in my village not speak Myanmar. We speak very different speak. I don't know, I don't understand Myanmar yet. And I start to scare and start to hungry. And more than 1 hour, I wake them and have two different women come to me and they show photo. You come with this woman, right? I say, yeah, and come with them. But very long time, I wait very long time already. And they say, oh, they're not coming up you. They let me ping up you. You have to go with us. We find job for you already. Okay, I go with them. And I say, I'm very hungry. Can I eat first? They say, yeah, we eat together. After we eat, we take taxi, go to boat, and go to cross river into China, and take bus, go to China, and look like we take bus. One day and one night, maybe. Tomorrow like this, we get our bus in China. I'm very car sick. I'm car sick all the time and they follow me. I go throughout in toilet, in bus, and they follow me. I think they really take care of me. And I go with them. And until next day in morning, we get off bus. And walk about more than 1 hour. I see one Chinese village. So I don't understand at all. Languages change. Languages not same. They are Chinese people already. And this woman take me go to in Chinese village. in one house like this. And they talk to me. You have to stay here. You have to work here. Here is your job. You have to work everything they let you do. And they show me this room you have to sleep and this room you have to do. I say, okay. And we have dinner. We have dinner together, and when we have dinner, they talk to me. Don't worry about the money. We send to you my mom already. I'm very happy. I think my mother have money. She maybe love me. She were happy because I find money for her. And after we have dinner, these two women go back already and leave me there because I have to work there. And they say, after have dinner, you go shower and relax. So when I shower, after I shower, and I go to my room, I will come relax. And two guys, 30 year old, more than 30 year old, follow me in my room. And one woman, maybe the mother, lock the door, and two women wrap me. And I scream. And I cry. I not have period yet. And they wrap me. And I have blood in my body. And I'm very scared. I never see blood like this. And I very hurt and blood in my body. And they hit me when I scream. They hit me. Do everything very bad. And they have bad smell, bad fate come to me. Two guys, sometimes three guys like this, they come grab me and lock me in room. And I have to sleep with blood and hurt. Morning wake up, I have to go work sugar farm with them. And I have to go work carry, what they call in Chinese, carry shed water. And you have to follow line. If I work not quick, they hit me in farm. Before my hair very long like this. And they pull my hair and cut my hair, slide my hair. And hit me in farm. A lot of people say, but in Chinese, they don't care. You scream, you cry, they don't care, they not help. I don't know, in big city, maybe no bad like this. There is very, very bad. Then they slide my hair, and they hit me, and come back home, night time, when they drunk, they wrap me again, and they hit me again. I cannot go anywhere, they follow me anywhere. And I don't know the languages. I'm crying every day. I'm crying. I stay there maybe more than 1 year. I cannot go anywhere. Stay with hurt. Stay with crying every day. And one day the grandmother come to my room and I begged her, please kill me. And she says something, but I don't understand Chinese languages. I say, please kill me. I'm very hurt. And she says something and she locked door and go out. And they have dog. They have dog house. And I go give food to this dog every day. And I become to a dog. And one day, they come wrap me again. more than one year, they wrap me, they hit me every day. And they punch my stomach here. It made me very hurt. They punch my stomach and they strangle me. And they have dog. They dog very big. I never see in Thailand big dog like this. They dog very big. And they have dog house. Very big, the dog house. And one day they hit me. And I fight everything. I want to kill them. But around me, no have knife, no have wood. And they hit me and they punch my stomach. And they hit my face and strangle me. And until I cannot scream, I cry, I scream, I cannot scream anymore. And they think I'm dying. And they threw water to me. In Chinese, it's cold season. They threw water to me and threw out me in the house and let me stay with dog. And I cannot move at all. Maybe they think I'm dying. And I stay there, look like in night time, they sleep already. And I cannot do everything. And I talk to this dog, please help me. And I pray in my heart. And I say, let me go out this house. If I cannot go out this house, let me die. If I cannot die, let me go out this house. And this dog go to his house. Oh, and I see this dog who, and oh, I think they not lock door. They not lock this dog house door. And I pull this dog house and I start, I decide to try to climb the top in escape. And I don't know, there will have broken glass. And I slide my body and glass again hit my body very, very hurt. And but I have to try. I cannot hurry. But I have to try to run. And I jump from the wall and I run. All my body had blood. And I run and hide, run and hide. Maybe 2 a.m. I run and hide and I see, look like market. Look like little market. I see one woman. I see one woman in market. Maybe she start open her shop. And I look her in her shop clock. A watch, I see 3 a.m. already. And I ask her, please help me. I'm very hungry. And she look at me, she don't want to help me. She look at me like this. And I beg her, please help me, please. And I say, she give me 10 yuan. She give me money, 10 yuan, and some dress. And she told me, go, go. Okay, I go. I go find some, I go see what water in market. I drink water. And I clean my body and change dress that she give me. And I run again. Run and walk until morning 8 o'clock. I see different villages. Different village, and I see this old guy, and I told her, help me please. I run from bad people, but I cannot speak Chinese yet. I just use sign languages. I say, please help me. I'm very hungry. And they told me, come here. And they are poor people. And they told, come here, come here. And they give me eat rice and salt. And I eat a lot. And I stay with them. And they say, you can relax. You can sleep here. No problem. And they help me. And I sleep with them one night. And morning early, they talk to me, but sign language, they say, you can do everything? Yeah, I can do everything. And they find job for me.